Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's October 11th, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released March 7th, 2003.
Nazarene, everybody's good neighbor, Mr. Fred Rogers, died recently. How is he doing, and what will happen to him now?
Alora, our good neighbor is doing just fine. He was picked up by some friends of his and brought to the gates of heaven. There was no problem with him whatsoever. There wasn't a complaint anywhere by anyone. He could have walked right in if he wanted to, but of course he's caught in the edict. So he has gone to the part of the spirit world where those that are being held outside of heaven until our problems with the United States are resolved are being kept. And he has joined them, and to tell you the truth, he's having a high old time. Everybody's welcoming him, and everybody's talking to him and telling how much they have loved him and enjoyed him. And he's met a whole bunch of old friends that have come out of the kingdom of God to visit with him, and he's just having a wonderful time. And I so like to see when someone comes to the afterlife and they don't have a whole bunch of problems. And this individual is just doing so well that it is just a joy to see. We don't get many of these. I tell you, we get people that come and they're all upset and they've got all kinds of problems. But Mr. Rogers seems to be quite understanding of what is going on. He seems to have a pretty good understanding of the afterlife and had an idea of what to expect. And he has just settled right in. And I wish every person that comes from the material world and passes into the afterlife was in this condition. I really do. Things would be so much easier for us if this was the case.
Aw, that's so awesome, Nazarene. I sure am glad he's okay. We haven't heard good news like this about someone who's just arrived in the afterlife since George Harrison got back together with John Lennon.
Well, the law of percentages says, Laura, we've got to win one once in a while. I mean, fair is fair. We got to win one once in a while.
We'll be back after the break.
God here, talking to you through Speaker Gerald Pauly. Our good friends Kevin and Bean at KROQ in Los Angeles say their radio station is the world-famous K-Rock. But I'll tell you something else. It's also damn hot in the kingdom of God. Everybody listens to it in my kingdom and enjoys it very much. You should, too. And it's even online, so you can listen anywhere.
An open letter from Jesus of Nazareth called the Christ to the people of the United States of America. Most profound greetings. My dear friend Demetrius has asked me to comment on the subject of torture for his presidential campaign so that the people of the United States will know our feelings on this absolutely. The kingdom of God forbids torture under any circumstances because it tends to destroy the soul of both the torturer and the tortured. So God forbids it. No matter how tempting it is, no matter how much someone wants the information that someone possesses, torture is completely unacceptable. Any government official that encourages torture under any circumstances should be immediately dismissed. Any person engaging in torture should be arrested and tried and imprisoned because they are defiling the human race. Any torture is absolutely and totally forbidden. I do not allow it under any circumstances. So, if someone says, oh, it's all right to torture somebody if they're attacking your country and in danger of killing thousands of people, that is unacceptable. I know the temptation. We know how hard it is to resist sometimes. But when you resort to torture, you are bringing yourself down to the level of the person you are torturing. And you must never, ever do that. Jesus of Nazareth, called the Christ, a servant of him that dwells in the holiest of all, now and forever.
We'll be back again.